This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. An alpine skier from Colorado will carry the U.S. flag at tomorrow's opening ceremony for the Paralympics. Tyler Carter lives in Colorado Springs, where he works for the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum. As a baby, Carter had a leg amputated. He will bear the flag along with a teammate when the Winter Paralympics open in Beijing. The U.S. House has passed a bill to help veterans exposed to toxic substances during their military service. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Colorado House Democrats all voted to pass the Honoring Our Pact Act. The comprehensive legislation provides health care to vets exposed to toxic airborne hazards and burn pits. It also removes the requirement that veterans prove a connection between their service and 23 respiratory illnesses and cancers. Colorado's Republicans all voted against the bill. Opponents argued it could make VA benefits available when there is no clear link, and the increase in new cases could overwhelm the department. The Senate passed a narrower burn pit bill last month. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Bear encounters with humans are down for the second straight year in Colorado. That's according to Colorado Parks and Wildlife. The group says bears have had more luck finding food, such as grass, berries, and fruits, in their natural habitat, which keeps them from digging through our trash. This is CPR News and KRCC. This hour, we're listening to Science Friday, and I hope you're having a great Friday. Thanks for hanging out with us. In Colorado Springs, it's 68 degrees with a chance of snow tonight.